In telling the personal story of young couple Ben and Rebecca Earler last night, President Obama made the point that the housing industry crashed just as his administration began.
They were young and in love in America. And it doesn't get much better than that. If only we had known, Rebecca wrote to me last spring, what was about to happen to the housing and construction market.
The Earlers' happy current chapter is an economic indicator, the president said, that housing is once again doing well.
They bought their first home. They had a second son, Henry. Rebecca got a better job and then a raise. Ben's back in construction and home for dinner every night. It is amazing, Rebecca wrote, what you can bounce back from when you have to.
Or what an economy can bounce back from. Another economic indicator in the housing industry is the latest drop in mortgage rates. Does this fuel home buying and jobs for people like Ben Earler? Is it a sign of a new housing bubble, or will it end up being mostly another round of refinancing churn in the financial markets? James Sorowicki is a financial columnist for The New Yorker. James, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
What do you think is the significance of this mortgage rate drop, and assess this sort of Rebecca and Ben story as an economic indicator in the housing industry?
Well, I think the thing about the mortgage rate drop is that what it mainly has to do with is the broader drop in interest rates, really not just in the U.S., but across the world. And I think that's actually an indicator for the most part of people's concerns about what the economy, economic growth is going to look like going forward. And in particular, the fact that people are convinced that inflation is going to remain low. Now, that's a great thing in the broadest sense, I think, for consumers and also for home buyers. It does raise questions about how robust the economic recovery is going to be going forward, although I think the U.S. is in better shape, obviously, than most of the world. The broader question, though, and obviously I think Obama's speech kind of alluded and invoked this, is this idea that we really should be looking to the housing sector as a bellwether for how the U.S. economy is doing. And there are good reasons why we do that. The housing sector is very important to the U.S. economy. But I actually think it's part, in a way, of the problem that led us to the bubble of 2007, 2008, which is to say that we overweight the importance of housing, both economically and then I think in a broader sense, kind of culturally, that those are things we think of housing as really kind of central now to the U.S. economy in a way that, frankly, is a little odd, I think. But
well, it's a great reality check. So what would you say? Is this a better time to refinance before we go, or a better time to buy a house?
I actually think it's a perfectly fine time to buy a house if you have the money that, you know, to be able to put down a substantial down payment. And this is important, if you think you're going to stay in the place for an extended period of time. So most studies suggest you have to stay in your house for at least 5 years for it to be worth it. And that's just in a normal housing market. That's not in a housing market that has any fear of crashing or whatever. That's just to make up for the cost of, you know, the transaction costs. It costs a lot of money to close the deal, et cetera, et cetera. And then to sell it, you have to pay costs when you do that as well. So if you have that and you're happy with the place you want to buy, then I think it makes sense. I think the big problem is most people view housing as this kind of magic bullet to building wealth. And they think that renting is throwing away money, buying a house is somehow building equity. That's only true if you actually are putting down a substantial amount of money and not taking money out of the house as you go along, which a lot of people do, unfortunately. So I think people need to think about, you know, if you want to own a home, that's awesome. You know, you'll have it for an extended period of time. But I don't think people should look at it as you know, the secret sauce to building their nest egg for the future.
So a good moment for people beginning a real estate sort of history, you know, if couples like the Earlers. But flippers beware would be the takeaway. James, thanks so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
James Sorowicki is a financial columnist for The New Yorker. Where do you stand on this question of refinancing, buying a house, or maybe trying to take advantage of this financial moment in the housing industry? We'd love to hear from you, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.